All right, well, let's give a big hand to our kids. Of course, a shout out for the scribes. The scribes, yes. And the shepherds. And the sheep. And, of course, the angels, yes. Yes. And, of course, will you get up really high on this? The donkey. There we go. So we've heard, I mean, this is a story we've heard many times, right? This, the Christmas story, it's probably not your first Christmas. Unlikely. But I want to leave you with one thought. So in the next 72 hours, billions of people around the planet are going to be telling this story and celebrating this event in history, the birth of Jesus. Billions of people. Billions of people. And yet, on the very first night, on the night when it actually happened, there may be a dozen people involved, total. I mean, all the people in this room, and there's maybe a couple hundred, maybe a little bit more, people in this room, way more than were involved in that first event. And yet, here we are, all these years later, billions of us recognize this as one of the, actually, the most significant event in history. God coming to earth. And yet, if you were there, if you had kind of been like the fly on the manger wall, you really wouldn't have seen much at all. Maybe even nothing. It's just another peasant family in a very busy city, and there's just not enough room in the guest house, and so they find the one quiet place they could find. Just another baby. That's it. Just a few people. One little sentence to remember. Big things start small. Big things start small. Will you say that with me? Big things start small. Like, for some of you, you know, you were just in a science class in high school. It was just an assigned thing, and you were there, and you didn't really know in the moment when you went into, you know, ninth grade physics that this would be something that would actually spark an interest that would lead to a career later on. It just looked like another kid going to a science class. Or how many people here are married? Okay, so many people in the room. So some of you don't admit to being married. That's okay. It's okay. We'll talk about that later. But on the day that you met your spouse, there's a pretty good chance you didn't go, you know, you didn't wake up that morning and go, "Today, I am going to meet the person I'm going to marry," right? Because if you did, you would have freaked them out, right? You would have totally freaked them out. When you actually met, it was no big deal. It was just two people on a chance meeting, right? In many cases. Some of you were set up and with blind dates and you still don't quite know why it all happened. But for most of us, it was just a very chance event. Very chance. Seemingly very insignificant. You know, when I was 13 years old, a friend of mine invited me to a winter youth rally. And there was maybe 50 of us in the room. And that was one of the first times that I remember ever hearing somebody explain to me the gospel. The idea that God loved you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross so that you wouldn't be separated from him by anything. So that, you know, the sins, the mistakes that we make, the goofy stuff that we do, that it wouldn't separate us from God. And how all we need to do is we need to ask Christ to, we just need to receive that forgiveness, and it's ours to take. And we just need to ask Christ to be a part of our life. Jesus, I recognize that you came so that I could be forgiven and so that I could be right with God. And for whatever reason, maybe I'd heard it before. You know, I had been going to church before, but for whatever reason, right there, I heard it, and it made sense. And in the moment, all that was just a little teenager, 13 years old, with just desperately trying to get some girl to notice him, and a voice that cracked and pimples all over the place. And he put his hand up and he said, "Okay, I believe in Jesus. I'm going to take that step of faith." In the moment, it was just really tiny. I mean, it was no big deal. No big deal. Nobody would have really imagined that it would lead to anything. A couple of years later, there was an invitation from another, because I started going to church after that. I started going to a youth group. There was an invitation from another youth group in town, the Pentecostals. They were going to do a musical at a Christmas thing. And I went there. I was the only one from any other church that showed up. But I didn't know it at the time, but that was the day I met Anita, my wife. Very glad for that musical. And but in the moment, here's the point. In the moment, it was no big deal. It was just this tiny little chance event. The tiniest little things. I just showed up. That's it. Nothing more. Just showed up. And yet, I look at how that one little step, that one tiny little step led to something that took our life on this wonderful new track, you know, where, you know, now we have a couple of kids, and we have this amazing life together. I get to have the job of my dreams, you know, talking to people about Jesus and meeting folks like you and getting it finally, you know, 6 years ago, getting a church started here. And I just think of the hundreds and hundreds of people that have either been helped or have like me as a 13-year-old come to know Christ because of that. And it started with something so small. So small. So small. You can probably think of just almost any major thing in your life right now, whether it was really good or really bad. It started with something very, very small. Very small. That in the moment looked really insignificant, like a baby in a barn, you know? Nobody noticed Jesus. Not really. I mean, there were shepherds and there were wise men or women or magi or whatever. And some weird things that happened to a girl that was unexpectedly pregnant. But it's CNN wasn't there. There were no cameras. It wasn't covered in the... I mean, everybody was looking for the big thing in the halls of power. They were watching Herod. They were watching Rome. And yet, here we are, 2,000 years later, and we wouldn't even know Herod's name if he didn't happen to be associated with that baby in the barn. We wouldn't even remember who that Caesar was at the time if he didn't happen to be the Caesar at the time that that baby was born in the barn. This tiny, tiny little thing that resulted in something so big. So why do I bring that up? Why do I bring that up? You okay? Okay, here's this little boy crashed back and his head hit the, I don't know. Okay, we could have a healing service. He's going to be okay. He's good. I bring that up for this reason. Big things can happen in your life with really small steps. Really, really small steps. Now, for you, maybe that's just this Christmas season of going, okay, I'm going to try praying. I mean, it's just this tiny little thing. It could just take a few seconds, and you know what? Nobody would even notice it. It wouldn't even, it'd be, I mean, reporters aren't going to show up and ask for your interview as a result. It's just this teeny little thing of maybe just, you know, let's say you're here and you're just here because somebody dragged you here and you're like being nice to, you know, your weird aunt, and they got you here and you can't eat the turkey if you don't come. And so, you know, you showed up in church and you're like, okay, can we go pretty soon? Come on, get it over with. And maybe tonight you just open the door of your heart up, just this teeny little crack. Just, okay, if there's a God, if any of it matters at all, if I'll try to pay attention to that. Maybe that's the whole thing. That's the teeny little step. Teeny little step. I wonder where that could lead. Just maybe, I mean, I've got so many questions and so much doubt, and this just seems like, I mean, through history, the church has just done some really goofy things, and I'm just really ticked off about all of that. But maybe, just maybe, this tiny little thing, and you're just going to open up your heart just this little bit to say, okay, God, if you're out there, I want to pay attention to that tonight. If you're out there, I want to pay attention to that tonight. And maybe help me out here, because I'm kind of looking. Help me out. I want to find you. Help me out. Big things. I'm just telling you tonight. Big things start small. Or maybe, you know, you've been doing this church thing a little bit, or you've got some faith, but you know, it's, I mean, Christmas time, you got family and there's all this stuff, and like, can we be really honest? You know, we Christmas time, you kind of fall into all the patterns that you've always done. Do you ever notice that? Like, you go back to your parents' place and you're like 13 again, even though you're 40. You sort of fall back into all the same patterns, and it's the same person that moves the salt shaker and the same person that says the grumpy comment with the roast beef, and the same person. You get the same, you know, stupid present in the bottom of the stocking. And I mean, every single, but maybe this year you do one little thing different. Maybe this year. You know, you say, hey guys, before we open up the presents, let's pray as a family. And everybody goes, oh, you know, you're like, oh, we've never done that before. Oh no, I don't know. And so, you know, one of you says this really nervous little prayer, and now I lay me down to sleep, and I something the presence, and thank you, Jesus. You know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just that's the one little thing, you know? Or you're the dad, and you're like a lot of fathers, and you sort of like, it's just hard. It's just hard talking to your kids about your faith. You might have it, but it's like you don't really have words for it. And it just feels weird. And maybe your little step, maybe your one little thing this Christmas will be just to say to your family, I'm just going to lead us in a prayer, okay? And everybody kind of looks and, what? What happened to him? Is he drinking? I don't know. And you kind of just stumble through, and maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. One little thing, just one tiny little thing, tiny little thing, whatever it is. I want to challenge you tonight. I want to double dog dare. Can I triple dog dare you? Is that legal to do that in this state? Okay, I'm gonna triple dog dare you to do one little thing. I don't know what your thing is. That's gonna be between you and God. And maybe it's like the first thing that I described, where your triple dog dare this Christmas is just to say, okay, God, I don't know if I believe any of it, but if you're out there, help me to see it. My triple dog dare to you tonight. Or, you know, maybe if you've got some faith, you've something, I don't know, you went to a Catholic school once. You didn't mean to. You just took the wrong turn. But anyways, so you've got a little bit of religious background or something. And maybe tonight your step is to be just do something to express it to somebody else. I don't know what your step is. But I really hope. In fact, I triple dog dare you. Triple dog dare you to just take just one little step. Because big things, they start small. Big things start small. Don't worry about taking it all on. Don't worry about some act of bravado. Just take one little step. I'd like to ask you to. I'm gonna pray, and I'm gonna ask you to consider doing something. Now, I'm gonna pray, and I'm gonna ask if tonight, if you say, "Okay, God, I'm going to try to take one little step." Now, I don't know what that step is, so because you know I don't know anything. I'm just a pastor, but. You could take that a variety of ways, I suppose. But if tonight you're just saying, okay, you know, there is some little step that I can take in my faith, some little step. Maybe it's like this is like my Christmas gift to the universe or something. One little step. As I pray, I'm gonna ask you to, if tonight you go, I'm gonna try one little step, it's so small, like it's nobody's even going to notice it. No reporters are going to show up at your doorstep tomorrow because of this little step. It's small, but it's just one. That while I pray and while I ask you, I want you to just raise your hand, just not a lot because this is a little step, just kind of like this. I'm not even going to see it. It might be so small. It like, you know, if there's bacteria in the room, they'll go, "What's that?" You know, it's a very small, very small. But here's the point. You'll know. And God will know. If you're ready to take one small step in your faith, whatever that is, you know what that step is. One small step. As I'm praying, and I give you a chance to say, you can hide it. But you'll know. You'll know. And God will know. And big things, how do they start? They start small. They start small. Please pray with me. God, I want to thank you for doing something really big in my life, even though it started really small. And God, there are stories all around this room of lives that have been changed because of small things that people did in their life. They showed up at the class and they discovered a passion. They took a newspaper route and they discovered they were good at business. Just some tiny little thing. And yet it led to the people that we are today. But tonight, God, as we think about this story and this crazy claim that God himself would come to earth, that he loved us that much, so that he could live the kind of life that we live, just as a human being, and that same human being would one day die on the cross to pay the penalty for human sin so that all of us could be set right with you. As we hear that story, we choose to consider tonight, God, whether that story might be true and whether that story would cause us to take one little step of faith. And so now, God, for those of us that are sensing you call just that one little step, we lift up a hand. You can see it. The person next to us probably even can't, but you can see it. That one little move. And with that, God, we're saying that our hearts are open to you. It might just be a little thing. We might be asking you to prove yourself to us. Or we might be feeling called to try something particularly new or different or special. But God, you can see. You can see what's going on in our hearts. And tonight, God, we choose to take one small step and see where it leads. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.